Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am, of course, as always, amazed, amused, and thrilled that you are here. Nothing happens by accident in this this gorgeous life of ours. And I am grateful that you discovered me and that I'm on your at least think list here. We're going to talk about me being right. I get some questions from people who get very, very, very annoyed with me. This will be of interest to some of you, I'm sure, especially if you've been annoyed with me. And basically, the annoying aspect of all of this is that people want to challenge me and say, how do we know you're right? And I want you to try to understand something here. I am not here to be right. I leave that to your politicians and your religious leaders. I leave that to them. I am not here to be right. I am here to offer to you an alternative to conventional thinking, conventional belief, conventional ideals. And if you can understand that and appreciate that, then much will happen. But if you are not of that ilk and you want answers that are concrete in the world, they will get you what you want, maybe usher you into a better life that you think you deserve or could have, then I'm probably not your guy. I want to say some things to you. You know, this whole idea of church and everything, it's a racket. And it's really something you do to take advantage of people who aren't too bright and who are heavily opinionated. And when I started to really realize that when I was teaching formally, I started to change my message to try to help people rather than make it a racket. You can have this, you can have that. If you change your beliefs here and change your what you want there, you'll get the, you know, it's all dramatic and crazy and it's dishonest. So what I did is I changed my methodology and what I was doing to a place where I could talk about the way, about conforming to harmony rather than discord of what I wanted. Nothing is more disruptive than the human brain. Anyway, so it made me sound very annoying to people because I wasn't saying what they wanted me to say. Yet I was in a situation on a Sunday morning and I was teaching where I should have been able to say things in their opinion that would help them. But often what will help a person won't help them. It just cripples them. So I made a decision years ago not to do that. Anyway, that's going to be our ebb and pushed for today. And I hope it helps you. First question I got was from Carlos in Los Angeles. He says, if you are so right, and then he puts in parenthesis, so smart, how come no one really listens to you as far as your students are concerned, as you are always complaining that they do not do what you ask them to do? Carlos. Carlos, I don't know if you know this little euphemism, but it's true. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. The problem with us is in the chemicals in our brain, the oxytocin in the back of the brain, the pineal gland. There's so many things, your testosterone, your all sorts of needs and wants and things come from the human brain and the biology of it. And it's just pushing us around and pushing us. If you don't believe me, Carlos, educate yourself. Go read Robert Sapolsky's book, Behave. Then take some time and read along with that if you can, if you're up to it, Sapiens and Homo Deus. And once you start to understand these things, you will start to realize that this wasn't your life. And it belonged to your body and to the chemistry of your body, and you're being pushed around and told what to believe in, what not to believe in, what to think, what not to think, you're getting your ass kicked. And you're not even aware of getting your ass kicked, but you are. And you think you're a product of yourself when you're really just a product of genetic heritage and DNA. So with all that being said, and that's a lot being said, you have to kind of understand that my premise is not about being right. It's about offering to you another path, a different kind of path, a different way of transcending the human body and really discovering who and what you are. Now, you have to have, to teach this, you have to have the direct experience of it. And I have had that. So I can speak from some sense of experience that the way I teach and what I teach is authentic. It's not about right. It's about being true to a cause or true to a principle, true to a state of being that lives within you, and it's called love. So you can argue with me all you want. It wouldn't change anything. It probably in either of us, you will hold to what you believe should be taught or should be right or whatever, and that'll be fine, but that's not the way I go. And if you look at the great masters, starting with Buddha and maybe look at, well, Jesus definitely, and Lao Tzu, you will start to see that they had great pushback from their audiences as well. Nobody wants to be told what to do or what to believe in, and I don't do that. I suggest to you the methods of the authentic that have worked for thousands of years to produce awakening, to step aside from the human body and the human brain and step aside from the genetics and all of that and start to see life from a different point of view. Instead of the drudgery of human psychology, to start to really have the direct experience of what it is like to know life itself, the big L, not the life you and I think of as our human life, but the real life, absolute life. This is a totally different experience. And if I don't explain it well, please forgive me. That's why I always ask for forgiveness at the end of everything I do here in these podcasts. And I did in my radio programs for years as well as my TV. It is hard to explain the inexplicable. And people want the inexplicable explained so they can, quote unquote, understand it. I have to do a lot of gyrations and things normally I wouldn't want to do. Let me tell you what the perfect teaching would be, Carlos. And I don't know if you can understand this. I would just like to sit with you in total silence. That would be my dream, that I could sit with my students in total silence and we would commune with each other. That would be incredibly beautiful for me. But I don't get that because my students, like you, have other agendas. You're distracted by your body and all those other wonderful things. And when that has occurred, which obviously it has, and the mind interrupts everything, then all is lost, and I can only do so much. So there's my deal, okay? So I'm not so smart. I never thought of myself as a smart person. And if I'm right, I never thought of myself as being right. I don't teach right. What I try to teach is a path to your heart, the authentic heart. That's about as far as it goes. Please forgive me, Carlos, if I have misled you in some way. Namaste. Although I know I didn't. Last question is from Anne. Anne does not tell me where she lives. Greg, are you right about everything? If you're not, then why are you teaching? And Anne is from San Diego. You must be a part of that church group. Anyway, Anne, it's not about right. It's about authentic. It's about what's real. It's about what's happening. I'm an observer. I'm just a watcher. And as I observe and watch what I go through, what people go through in my work at hospice, in my work with my students, in my 50 years of being a teacher, yeah, there's a lot I can tell you. My work in India, how I trained, the whole thing. There's a lot I can share with you. And if you watch my TV programs, you will see that it's not about being right. Now, you can interpret that way. I'm afraid that I am at the beck and call of your interpretation of me. And that's not the way I operate. I have found this to be very true, Anne, that people treat me and interpret me as they would an interloper. And they judge me and think that I'm judging them. They reverse the situation. So the way you are asking this question is really not about me, but about you. It's about how you are interpreting me. And if you understand that it's the voice that you're hearing, and you can understand that that's your voice, that's how you're interpreting me, that I don't really get a chance to really teach you anything to help you because your voice is turning it around and making it sound ominous, which it isn't. And if you want to make it ominous and you want to make it sound like intrepidations and all sorts of things, then that's what you want to do. I can't help that. But if you're going to do that, don't blame me. I can only teach you through how you allow me to teach. And if you're hearing things that I'm not saying, if you're assuming things I'm not teaching, I can't do anything about that. So this psychology that you're in, where you transpose yourself on me and think that that's my message, transference is common. And you miss. Now, the way I know all of this is because I have dealt with people who have accused me of teaching this or saying that, that I didn't do, that I didn't teach, that I didn't say. And so you have to ask, where'd you come up with that? Well, it's your interpretation. And then you transfer that onto me and think that I said it when it was you. You are self-contained. And you got to ask yourself, why do you keep listening to me? If you're so annoyed with me, why is it that I get email after email from you? What's your campaign all about? It must be about something that is bugging you that I am saying that is hitting a chord. So maybe it would be good for you, instead of emailing me and getting all insulted and all that, to get very quiet within and just listen. Listen to what's going on within you. What is being threatened? What is annoying you about what I'm doing? If you think I get up in the morning to do these broadcasts at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, just to annoy you, you're out of your mind. Well, no, you're really in your mind. I don't do things like that. So this is all about you, not about me. And you'll have to figure that out in your own behavior and beliefs. I hope that helps you and didn't insult you too much. I could, you know, this shows great improvement on my part because normally I would have tore into you and ripped you apart for that, but it's not my way anymore, so I just don't do it. There you go. I'm out of here. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Anne. Please forgive me. Namaste. Have a wonderful day. We'll be back on the air mañana with more questions. And if you ever have a question, it's greg@aspire.org. Give me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Please forgive me for all of this, eh? Namaste.